if the daughter, if one of the daughters has been pestering you about something, you know, they ask and ask and ask, you might say, why, you've blanked me that several times before.
You've asked me that several times.
When little boys get together and don't get along, they sometimes what?
They fight, boy.
And they've been blank ever since they were small.
They've been fighting since they're little bitty fellas. I know some that way.
What do you call what happens a lot of times in these domestic quarrels we have around here when they don't have access to a gun and they've got a
stabbing, knife, cutting?
Do you know different names for them? Large knife, you have different names for different size knives.
Well, it's the switchblade knife or either a butcher knife, mm-hmm. you know, or an ice pick. You know, they, and most of the time that's in the, not that I'm trying to pass the buck in any way, but you know, the white people don't do that fast. The blacks. And I think it's because of the fact that they've had to retaliate all their life, mm-hmm. even to one another.
And it does seem to happen a lot
more. Uh-huh. It does. It does.
And all these murders you hear about on the evening mm-hmm. news, or and eight, you know, times out of ten, they're domestic.
Yeah, quarrel. but you know what? You know what? It disturbs me. In fact, it burns me, really. They've stopped them for putting it, whether it's white or black. And I think that's very important. You know, when they have domestic trouble, or they have a shooting, a killing, they put the names at certain locations. They used to say, John Smith shot Willie Samuels last night down at Auburn Avenue,
yeah.
in the Negro section and the black section, both black. Now they just put the incident there, and they don't want that brought out.
You think it's important?
I think it's very important. I tell you, when we started having more trouble with the juveniles, right here in Atlanta, I remember when we had a siege of youngsters pushing automobiles, letting the brakes off them and pushing down here.
Yeah.
Just vandalism. All right? And the ones that were doing it were the very influential people, because those are the people over there in the influential area that had the automobiles sitting on the street. They were fortunate to have automobiles. The other areas over in the poor section didn't have automobiles. Mm-hmm. So who would be over there letting the brakes off the car? And so some of those boys' names got in the paper. And that daddy was a bank president, or he was a lawyer, or he was a politician or something. And they would just say, they'd give the incident happened, and it was stop publishing the minor's name. It brings reflection upon the parents. And when it does, the parents see to it that they don't do it. They're more concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing it. So I think that they should go back to printing the name. If a youngster is old enough to get out here and let the breaks off with an automobile, if he's old enough to do that, he's old enough to know it's wrong.
Yeah.
And his name should be, the people should know what kind of boy he is. And he'll make him, when he sees his name in print, and his parents see his name in the paper, and his little friends see it. That's the same way about the old Georgia chain gang. I didn't believe in brutality, but the way to stop crime today is to go to punishing people. When they give them a sentence, put them out on the road in the gang, put the clothes on, stripes back on them, and make them work, and let their family and their friends and loved ones see them, and you'll see it slack up. Mm-hmm. It's a deterrent factor that one of the best. Now, I don't believe in being inhuman. Why, this, I know you've seen it in several cases here lately, where people have, the man says, well, I don't want to get out of prison. You know, begging to keep it. So that, I live better here, like it better here. They like that kind of a life. And they get out and do something. But really, the thing that we're after, in my opinion, is to stop these things. Not to punish a fella after he's done. You know, that's Christianity in work.